Welcome to Character Explorations, a podcast production of the Wendt Center for Character Education at the University of Dubuque. I'm Annalee Ward, and our guest today is Dr. Katie Boyer, Assistant Professor of Education. She is author of the article, Aging Well, in the issue of Character and Inevitability. And this essay is available in the journal online at dbq.edu/went. That's dbq.edu/WENDT. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Annalee.
You wrote this article for this journal issue on inevitability, and you take up a topic that's common to all of us. When you started the article, you referenced your daughter. Would you be willing to share this example with us?
Absolutely. It was something that hit us both by surprise in a good way, but we had gone to the fair last summer, and she was so excited that her cousins got to go with us, my nieces, and she was all ready to go on the rides with them, and gets to the first ride that they were going to go on, and Veronica was too tall to ride the ride with the girls when she, the summer before, was finally tall enough to be able to go on some of the rides. So it just put in perspective that we are so excited to get taller, get older, and then once we do, it could be a little disappointing. But changing then her mindset and saying, well, maybe I can't ride the motorcycle ride or the little cars, but now I can go on the big roller coaster.
Right, right. Wow, the inevitability of aging means we all get to think about it, or perhaps choose to avoid thinking about it. And in this article, you've challenged us to face the changes. Can you say a little bit more about, as you think about change?
Absolutely. With the inevitability of it, we are all changing. Just sitting here right now, we are growing, we are aging, we are changing. With everyone we meet, with every experience that we have, we change. And so I just wanted to take a look at aging and not thinking of the negative pieces of aging where, you know, to be honest, the wrinkles and the sore joints or, you know, passing of loved ones, but embracing age and thinking of what experiences now we could have and what growth we could have with that. Looking at individuals who retire, and yes, they're closing a chapter of their life, but what's next? And doing that gracefully and accepting the changes and finding a new joy in life.
I appreciate the focus on attitude and choice. Something that ran through this journal issue is how we choose and make decisions. But you talk a lot about wellness in here. And I think it's really instructive to, as we talk about aging, so often we think about wellness as, well, either I'm sick or I'm healthy in terms of our bodies. Will you help us think about some of these other dimensions of wellness?
Absolutely. My goal, my main focus as a physical educator is to get people moving. So of course I come from a background of physical wellness, but in some courses that I teach, we use the wellness wheel, which encompasses different dimensions, not just physical wellness, but also the emotional, the spiritual, the financial, the occupational. In this paper, I take a look at all of those dimensions and not necessarily how we can perfect each one of them, but just think about each of them as we age. So often we go to, it is just the physical, or it is either well or unwell. But definitely we, in different stages of life, we may be at different phases of that wellness. Our emotional health, you know, just thinking of myself as a mother, right? Postpartum. All right, my emotional health was definitely different than it is now, and we are the changes come along with that. And I think about my parents, as you know, now they have two individuals who have their own families, and now they have grandchildren. And so just their social aspect of that is now doing going to their grandchildren's games and events. So again, just looking at that, it's a wheel when we look at it in textbook, and just looking at that and not necessarily finding even amount of balance in each of those dimensions, but how can we find our own personal balance? And maybe some years of our lives, spiritual is really high, or maybe some years physical is low because we're busy doing other things. But taking a look at that and making sure that we are thinking about each of the dimensions and making sure we at least are giving that a thought in how we can be well in each of those dimensions.
One of the dimensions you begin with is the intellectual. How do you relate intellectual wellness to wellness overall and aging?
Well, education is key in anything. So I look at intellectual wellness is knowing how to take care of yourself. And I even state in the paper, you need to start from the top down. And so when I think of intellectual wellness, is keeping our minds active and keeping our minds busy while also, again, educating ourselves in the other dimensions and taking care of ourselves.
Well, another dimension you talk about, the social. We are continuing to read more and more the Harvard study, for example, on that dimension. The social is so important to us. You want to talk about that a little bit? What do you mean by social wellness?
Absolutely. And that is another theme in my paper, is relationships and how important having a purpose and having those relationships in your life and how relationships can relate to each of the dimensions. I challenge everyone in the paper to look at the dimensions of wellness as a puzzle. And at the middle of that puzzle is relationships and each of the dimensions connecting to the relationship, whether it be with those you work with, the relationships with your family, relationships socially with friends, relationship with your higher power or yourself, within yourself, and however you choose to look at that. So absolutely, and it is saying, if we have that meaning, that purpose, that reason for being, those relationships will help us in each of the dimensions in our life.
I don't think that people often stop to realize when they fear aging that all these dimensions are so important to healthy aging, right? Do you have some suggestions for how we go about pursuing all of this? It can be overwhelming.
Absolutely. My biggest suggestion is find what works for you. As a fitness instructor, and again, someone who challenges everyone to just move physically, everyone goes to running as the first key. Well, not everyone likes running, and that's okay. Find something that works for you. Same with intellectual wellness. Maybe you're not a reader. That's okay. Find something else that's going to challenge you intellectually. Thinking of the social aspect, I have many, many friends who describe themselves as introverts, right? So when you think of social, oh, I have to go to the party, I have to have the parties, I have to, you know, be out with people. Not necessarily. It could be, you know, just one, or it could be a dog. Find what works for you. Find that relationship within those dimensions. Other aspects that I suggested and I talk about in my paper is thinking about the dimensions. You are thinking about yourself being selfish in a good way, but then also thinking about how your wellness matters to others.
Say more about that.
An example I would come up with is family. My father, for example, now, as I said, my parents are having grandchildren. So I'm really hoping they are looking at their wellness to be around for their grandchildren. Another example is being proactive instead of reactive. I worked in a shoe store for 15 years, and individuals would come in, you know, from a podiatrist saying they would need help with their feet, and then they would get upset with the cost of the shoes And I said, well, would you rather have a good pair of shoes that's taking care of your ankles, knees, and hips now, or keep paying the podiatrist and maybe a chiropractor and maybe a surgeon in the future? So I'm really challenging individuals through my paper to start now. Start thinking about your wellness. Start thinking about those dimensions individually and what you can do to better yourself in each dimension. Again, starting now. I also really like finding the meaning in small events. We all have this opinion that the wedding has to be bigger than life, that the birthday parties have to be extravagant. But why can't just going to the park be fun and something to look forward to? Why can't watching a movie be exciting and something to look forward to? So again, finding the meaning in small events in your life. And then lastly, again, the theme throughout my paper is nurturing those healthy relationships in your life.
Terrific suggestions. And as you brought this thinking to an end here, I was reminded of our common read with Viktor Frankl's The Meaning of Life. And what did you take away from that as you think about aging?
We all have a purpose. We're looking for that purpose. And I'm hoping that my paper will help organize those thoughts to see what the purpose is. And ultimately, having the power to choose.
So that reminder that we have choice, we have power in how we age, can seem overwhelming. And we've talked about that, and can seem a little ridiculous when people are facing health challenges. But what I appreciate about what you said is it's not just the physical aging. It's thinking about our lives holistically and choosing holistically how to engage. What does attitude have to do with aging?
The way I look at the attitude is building the resilience piece.
Yeah.
And when we have a setback, how we handle that. And I think ultimately that is your attitude. And cliche, have a positive attitude about things, but it's hard. It's hard when things go wrong. And so I really like that word resilience. And the book, The Joy Choice, shows and introduces us to a concept called the POP method. And we do it naturally, but I really like that this book puts an acronym to it where it's your plan is popped. That's the first P. You come up with options, which is the O, and then you play around with it. What can I do next? And it can be as simple as my child wakes up sick. I need to be to work. My plans are popped. My plans are changed. What are my options? And what am I going to go forward? And again, some of us naturally do that. Others have a really hard time with it, but it's something that can be learned and something that can be worked on. So I really think it's the resiliency piece that is going to help us in all of those changes and in those dimensions of wellness. Because again, as our journal says, aging's inevitable. It's going to happen. We can't get away from that. So how can we handle that with grace?
Katie, thank you for helping to take this topic on and to remind us that even when we would rather postpone thinking about aging, it's never too early to start thinking about it. Are there any last comments you would like to leave us with?
A final thought that comes to mind is, as a teacher and a coach, motivation is the hardest thing to teach. But trying to find that motivation is what I'm encouraging. That motivation to, one, start thinking about your wellness, two, take some action, and then three, following through with plans moving forward.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that reminder, for all of our challenges to put relationships at the heart of what we're doing, to make those connections and to not give up. I really appreciate the resilience challenge there too. So thank you. Our guest today has been Dr. Katie Boyer, Assistant Professor of Education, and I'm Annalee Ward for Character Explorations for the Wendt Center for Character Education at the University of Dubuque.